This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Taylor Swift is engaged to boyfriend actor Joe Alwyn. Oh yeah. We hear he popped the question months ago, but the two have only told their inner circle, basically immediate family and trusted very old friends. Swift only wears her engagement ring in private, and everyone has been sworn to secrecy too. Okay.
Shh, don't tell anyone.
The Backstreet Boys brought out Drake at their Toronto concert to help perform the group's 1999 hit, I Want It That Way. Oh yeah. Drake told the crowd that at 13 at his bar mitzvah, a girl he had a crush on came up to him and spoke with him, and it happened, quote, during one of the greatest songs ever written, unquote. Who knew Drake was a fanboy? Kourtney Kardashian has had a lot on her mind while husband Travis Barker battles pancreatitis in an LA hospital. She was seen hitting a store in Encino, dressed head to toe in Travis's DTA Records merch, which was the same outfit she was wearing when she took Travis to the hospital. Doctors believe Travis's recent colonoscopy is to blame for Kourtney's severe body odor. Machine Gun Kelly tried to get a crowd's attention by smashing a glass against his face, causing the punk rocker to gush blood all over himself. Kelly said, quote, you know when you clink a champagne glass with a fork to kind of get people's attention? Yeah, I didn't have a fork, so I just clinked it on my head, unquote. Maybe if you write better songs, you'll get their attention. A lot of people are tuning in to Netflix's Stranger Things, so much so that season 4 is breaking all sorts of viewing records. According to Nielsen, viewers spent a collective 7.2 billion minutes watching the show the week after season 4 debuted on the streaming platform. Those serious numbers have prompted, you guessed it, a spinoff. Lawyers for R. Kelly have filed a lawsuit against a Brooklyn prison for placing the convicted sex trafficker on suicide watch after he was sentenced to 30 years in prison. Placing high-profile inmates on suicide watch prior to or after sentencing is often standard practice. Kelly's lawyer said he was suffering from severe mental distress. Aww. Poison singer Bret Michaels, 59, apologized to fans after canceling a Nashville performance due to an undisclosed medical complication. Before that, Tommy Lee, also 59, had to leave Motley Crue's set due to rib injuries he suffered just before their stadium tour with Def Leppard and Poison began. Jeez, what else can happen? Don't answer that. Travis Scott's first festival, where he was set to headline since the Astroworld tragedy, was canceled. Nevada's Day in Vegas festival was scrapped due to a combination of logistics, timing, and production issues, organizers announced. The music extravaganza was set to take place September 2nd to 4th at the Las Vegas festival grounds. Aw, sorry, Travis. Bill Hurst is the teenager behind the Gentle Minions, which has become the latest viral social media trend to blow up. His TikTok posts feature him and his friends attending the new Minions: The Rise of Gru film in suits, and it's amassed more than 36 million views and more than 8.7 million likes. We rate that a banana out of 10.
Idiot of the Week!
Chris Brown dropped his latest album, Breezy, but it apparently didn't get the support he expected. Brown complained, saying, quote, seems like y'all only invest in the negative stories about me. Chris gets in trouble. The whole world is on it. Chris drops album, crickets, unquote. Maybe it's because you're always in trouble. Idiot. Aerosmith frontman Steven Tyler stayed in a rehab facility longer than the 30 days he was supposed to complete. The rocker wanted to make sure he felt confident with where he was in his recovery before being discharged. He's now completely clean and sober, is at a healthy weight, and his skin looks great. If you think he won't be back, dream on. A stalker was arrested by the NYPD after he threatened to do harm to Taylor Swift. Oh boy. Joshua Christian was booked for stalking following several run-ins with Taylor and her security personnel. Christian used Taylor's building intercom to reach her and threatened to hurt her if she refused to be with him. Hey pal, not in your wildest dreams. Kelly Clarkson teased that new music is finally on the way after her bitter divorce from ex-husband Brandon Blackstock. The American Idol alum said, quote, "Everybody knows the huge divorce I went through, and it's been 2 years and not easy with kids," unquote. Clarkson has not released new music since 2017. Well, what doesn't kill you? Oh, never mind. Chris Rock and Lake Bell were spotted leaving a dinner date at celebrity hotspot Giorgio Baldi in Santa Monica. The duo dined for almost 2 hours. Rock and Bell were holding hands as they walked out of the restaurant, but immediately let go of each other when they saw the photographers. Maybe pick a place not known for celeb sightings? Duh.
The Trash Bin.
30-year-old influencer Kylie Strickland is behind bars after public outcry over a TikTok video in which she allegedly flashed two underage children. It was determined that the video was filmed in Georgia and all information was relayed to police there. Strickland is currently incarcerated and awaiting a bond hearing. Good luck! Tidiot!
The news wrap-up.
Spotify is cutting back hiring by 25% as economic uncertainty looms. Crypto brokerage Voyager Digital filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. Google says it will delete location history for visits to abortion clinics. TikTok tells U.S. lawmakers it's working to protect user data, but in the meantime, you're f***ed.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Thor, Love and Thunder is tops of the box office.
The number one album.
Bad Bunny's Un Verano Sin Ti holds on to the top spot.
The number one app.
It's PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds. Again.
The number one book.
Where the Crawdads Sing by Delia Owens is the best-selling fiction book.
George Kusunoki Miller, better known as Joji, is a Japanese singer, rapper, comedian, and former YouTuber. Back in 2011, Miller began his YouTube career shortly after moving to the U.S., gaining recognition for portraying oddball characters. Between 2014 and 2017, under the name Pink Guy, Miller released two comedy albums and an EP. In 2017, Miller retired as a YouTuber to pursue a music career under the name Joji. He released his debut album, Balance One, in 2018, which showed his serious side with songs like Slow Dancing in the Dark. And now, he's released a new song that is going to be a worldwide smash. Here's Joji with the song of the week, Glimpse of Us.
Maybe one day you feel lonely, and in his eyes you'll get a glimpse. Maybe you'll start slipping slowly and find me again. Sometimes I look in her eyes, and that's where I find a glimpse of us. And I try to fall for her touch, but I'm thinking of the way he was. Said I'm fine, and said I moved on. I'm only here passing time in her arms, hoping I'll find a glimpse.
That was Joji with the song of the week, glimpse of us. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.